From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Trump administration is extending temporary protected status for more than 7,000 Syrians living in the United States. TPS allows migrants and refugees to be safe in the U.S. as long as it is too dangerous for them to return home. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen late on Wednesday said it is clear that conditions upon which Syria's designation was based continue to exist. They include armed conflict and what Homeland Security calls extraordinary and temporary conditions, civil war, terrorism, and such crimes as crimes against humanity as poison gas attacks led the Obama administration in 2012 to grant TPS to Syrians who had escaped to the United States. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is drawing criticism from both ends of the ideological spectrum. His plan would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants. It would give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the American economy and a visa lottery that gives people across the world a chance to come legally to the United States and would increase border security by erecting a wall between the United States and Mexico. The government has dropped its corruption case against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Prosecutors decided not to retry him months after his first trial ended with a deadlocked jury. Last week, a judge threw out some of the bribery charges against Menendez, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case during the first trial. This is VOA News. The head of UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, is sharply criticizing severe funding cuts by the United States. He's warning that the action could lead to rising instability in Palestinian territories and the region. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Kirchenbühl says the agency is facing the worst financial crisis in its history because of a U.S. decision to dramatically reduce its financial contributions.
Last year, the United States provided $360 million to UNRWA, and this year they've announced $60 million. We spend $1.2 to $1.3 billion a year, so that's a significant share of the income that we need.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced the cuts to UNRWA's budget after the U.N. General Assembly overwhelmingly voted to condemn his decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Kirchenbühl tells VOA humanitarian funding should be related to the performance of an organization and not be linked with political considerations. He says the already explosive situation in Gaza will worsen if the funding shortfall remains and Palestinian needs go unmet. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Top Afghan security officials made a surprise visit to Pakistan to discuss mutual cooperation with civilian and military leaders following a series of deadly Taliban and other militant attacks in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials did not release details of the meeting, but the Afghan deputy ambassador in Islamabad said the delegation shared, quote, necessary information with their hosts about recent Taliban-claimed terrorist attacks in Afghanistan. African leaders were very close to officially demanding that President Trump publicly apologize for his reportedly crude remarks about the continent and immigration, but reports say they backed off. The African Union drafted its response to the president at a summit this week. The draft warned that Trump's racist and xenophobic behavior, puts the strategic partnership between the United States and Africa at risk. But the AU decided not to release the draft when the president on the January 25th released a letter in which he pledged his deep respect for Africa and announced that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson would make an extended visit to Africa in March. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.